Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I am excited about this theme this week, talking about the coming shift that will bring real revival. Wow. I want to read those statistics. This is very important to show the decline of Christianity in America. And how can Christianity be declining when it seems that there's so much happening? We have this prophetic movement going on. We have a whole new apostolic movement that claims that the office of apostles and prophets is being restored. We've heard about people speaking and writing books about taking over cities for God, and about pulling down demonic strongholds over cities, and all sorts of rhetoric such as this. But it seems, according to the evidence, that there's more shout than clout, and more talk than walk in all of this. For example, according to the Pew Research Center, which is a very highly respected research center that tracks data on Christianity, according to the Pew Research Center, Christianity is declining in America. In the early 1990s, 86% of Americans identified themselves as Christians. It's been slowly declining every year until last year in 2021, only 63% of Americans identified as Christians, from 86 to 63. That's a 23% drop. At the same time, the percentage of Americans who describe themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular has jumped dramatically. Wow. And at the same time, while Christianity, those who identify as Christians, has been declining, those who identify with non-Christian faiths, such as Hindus and Muslims, their numbers have been growing. So, my friends, what is going on? It is time for the Christians in America to step back and invite the Holy Spirit. Do a little self-evaluation and invite the Holy Spirit to come and examine our hearts. And to, as David said in one of the Psalms, he said, "Search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Search me, O Lord." And it's time for the church in America to step back and say, "Lord, come and search our hearts and see if there be any wicked way in me." And so this is why we're talking about that there needs to be a shift. And there is a coming shift. And that shift is from, the problem is that there has been, we've been preaching a me-centered, a human-centered gospel rather than a Christ-centered gospel. Some of you have heard me tell this story, but in the year 2000, Sue and I attended a week-long missions seminar at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now, this was a part of a doctoral program that we were in. And most of the people there, many of them were pastors, Christian leaders. And so it was very intense. There was about 8 hours a day, every day. And it was all about missions and how to complete the Great Commission and how to bring the Great Commission to a closure and truly preach the gospel to every creature on planet Earth. As Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so this was the theme that week, and the discussions of how can we complete this Great Commission that Jesus gave us. And different methods and approaches were discussed, and lectures were given, and so on. On Thursday, it had been a very grueling week, and I think a lot of people were tired, and somebody suggested that we have a time of prayer. And there are probably about 40 people there. And Sue and I are sitting at a table. She's next to me. And as she tells it, she was very tired, and she thought, "Oh, good, people are going to pray. I'm just going to lay my head over on the table and close my eyes and rest, and nobody will know the difference." But as soon as she laid her head over on the table, closed her eyes, and I still remember the Spirit of God hit her like a bolt of lightning. It seemed that she literally jerked, and she began intensely praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues and weeping. It was very intense. A lot of these people were not, they were from evangelical churches or ministries, and who probably were not into praying in the Spirit like this. So she didn't want to disrupt people, so she went out in the hall and was praying and was walking back and forth. This was a God thing, obviously. Something she had not anticipated happening. She's walking back and forth. The Spirit of God is still moving powerfully through her, and she's walking back and forth and weeping and praying in tongues. And so I went out and I joined her. Actually, one or two others came out and joined her, and we prayed and until the burden lifted. But what she sensed God was saying was that you have been talking all week about strategies and methods and ways to take the gospel to the whole world. But I am concerned about the gospel that you are taking. I want to purge the message that you are taking. Wow. That was when God broke through in a missions conference. Yeah, you're talking about methods and strategies, taking the message to the world, but I'm concerned about the message you're taking. I want to purge the message. There's no question in my mind that an important aspect of what God wanted to purge was the me-centered, egocentric, self-centered gospel that American preachers have taken all over the world. Wow. Now, yesterday I was telling you about a vision I had about the three waves or the three arches that represented revivals. And the one in the middle was actually a revival, but was really a falling away. Yeah, there were still all of the outward phenomena, the meetings and talking about Jesus, but Jesus was presented as a means, not as the end. Jesus was a means for self-fulfillment, for self-gratification, not presented as the Lord, as the Messiah, the King, the Lord of all, who demands our absolute trust, our absolute submission, giving up our lives and our all for Him, for His sake, for His purpose. Oh yeah, that's the gospel, a Christ-centered gospel. But that center wave was the me-centered gospel. Jesus was a means, not the end. But then I saw out of that one would come a greater revival where the message had been restored to a Christ-centered message. Let me give you an example. Man, there are so many examples that I could give you, but I'll give you another example. A number of years ago, I was sitting in a meeting during the praise and worship service, and I noted a troubling in my spirit. Now, outwardly, it was a picture of perfection. The musicians and singers were superb. The enthusiastic student body shouted, danced, and waved banners. But as I pondered the disturbance in my spirit, the question occurred to me that I now know was from the Holy Spirit. Who is this for? And as I looked around, the answer became clear. Ah, this is for them. They're having fun. And they were reveling in their own excellence and feeling good about their own expertise at worship, how good they were at worship. They were more enamored with the means of worship than with the end or the object of worship. Did you hear that? They were more enamored with the act of worship, with how good they were with carrying out their worship service. They were more enamored with that, with themselves and their act of worship, than they were with the end or the object of worship, with Almighty God, with Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our Savior and Lord. The prophet Zechariah addressed this same problem in the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. And he said, Zechariah chapter 7, verses 5 through 6, and this is from the New Living Translation. He said, during those 70 years of exile, when you fasted and mourned, was it really for me? And even now in your holy festivals, you don't think about me, but only of pleasing yourselves. Oh, isn't that where so much of Christianity, so much of the charismatic movement has come today? Ah, we have all of our holy festivals. We have our revivals. We have our prophetic conferences. And we have our gatherings. But I think it's true. I'll read it again. During those 70 years of exile, when you fasted and mourned, was it really for me? And even now in your holy festivals, you don't think about me, but only of pleasing yourselves. Even Israel had moved into an egocentric, me-centered religion, relationship with God. It's all about me, God. You exist for me. No, we exist for Him. And when He becomes central, and He becomes the object and the end of our faith, of our worship, of our life, ah, yes, we will experience the byproducts of such a faith. But if we make ourselves the end, the center, and He's the means, and God is the one who's going to jump when we have a need, and if He doesn't come through the way we want Him to, when we want to, like the children of Israel, we're going to get all angry and upset, and we're going to go back to Egypt. Oh, my friends, it's time for the shift. It's time for the shift. It's time for that greater revival that I saw in the vision in 1975. And it's going to come as we shift from a me-centered, self-centered gospel to a truly Christ-centered. He is the end. He is the goal. It's all about Him. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We're going to continue this theme.